Yud Beis Adoration, Sunday the 17th of February, Harav Gavriel Knopfler, in Yonah Dioma. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Grosnas, Lichvod Simchas and Nesurim, Rafi Taylor and Malki Grosnas. Mazel Tov.
Yonah Dioma gives a bit of a, of a blank check to be able to speak about things. We'll try and be makasha the main Yonah Dioma of the Zman, which is Chodesh Adar, or we're nearing Takapurim Koton, and perhaps to do with the Seder as well. Parsha this week speaks about the Luchos. First of all, describing what the Luchos looked like. Luchos, Maase Elokim Heimo, Va'michtov Michtov Elokim. And then it says, Chorus ala Luchos. Chorus means that engraved, Chokuk, they were engraved ala Luchos. The Chakika in the Luchos generated an interesting ness, which the pasuk beforehand says, "Ksuvim mishnei avreim, mizeh umizeh heim ksuvim." One could read the luchos from both sides, exactly the same way. In Gemara in Megillah, when the gzeira came out, the gzeira of Haman came out, and Esther, Hamalka, tried to get to the bottom of things, as they say. So she sent Hasoch to Mordechai. Lodas Marze v'al Marze. Researching Marze v'al Marze. So the Gemara says, why did she use the expression of Lodas Marze v'al Marze? Marze v'al Marze is similar to Mize u'mize heim ksuvim. So she sent a question to Mordechai. Shemo, Ovru al Chamish Echum Sheisoiro, which the Pasuk refers to as Mizeh Mizeh Im Ksuvim. What's the significance of the Mizeh Mizeh Im Ksuvim, where Esther Hamalka thought that that could be the root, the Shoirish, of the Gzeira? That's number one. Number two, the emes is that we carry on in the parsha, those luchos, which mizeh mizeh in ksuvim, lemaisa were broken. Moshe Rabbeinu broke them. Ayishabrin tachas ohor, he broke those luchos. And with tachnunim and with 40 days tefillah, he managed to get a concession from the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol to give Luchos Shniyos. Luchos Shniyos were not anymore Mizeh Mizehim Ksuvim. Luchos Shniyos were V'chosafti Al HaLuchos Es HaDvorim Asher Hoyu. But it was V'chosafti, there was no Chakika, to the extent that the Gemara says in Eruvim, if the first luchos wouldn't have been broken, there wouldn't have been the concept of shikchas atoira. Why? So Rashi says, because chorus means engraved. Chorus means chokuk, was engraved into the luchos. So the same thing is something that's engraved into the stone. It can't be rubbed out, can't be wiped out. So, accordingly, the Torah by Klal Yisrael was also Chakuko Belibom. It was Chakuko Belibom, there was no Shikchas HaTorah. But that all disappeared with Luchos, with the Shviras HaLuchos. So the second Luchos didn't have this added mile of Mizeo Mizeim Ksuvim. So what was the significance of Esther Malka's message? Shemo, Ovru al Chamish Chum Sheisoiro, Dichsivbu Mizeo Mizeim Ksuvim. It's not relevant anymore, the Mizeo Mizeim Ksuvim. And what did you want with this? Shviras Haluchos, the Gemara says in Shabbos, is one of the actions, one of the things which Moshe Rabbeinu took upon himself, also bidas atzmoi, and vehiskim akadosh baruch al yodoi, and he got an endorsement from the Ribbono Shel Olam on Shviras Haluchos. Not only did he get stubborn endorsement, asher shibarto yeyasher koichacho sheshibarto, he got a measure of thanks. Yashe koichacho sheshibarto, that you broke the luchos. Was it the Yashe koichacho sheshibarto? You know, Yashe koichacho sheshibarto. The emes is that when one reads through the parsha, or one learns through the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu already heard in detail from the Ribbono Shel Olam what took place. Milmato. He was still in Shomayim, but he really heard in detail Soru Mahim in Aderech, Osulahem Egel Masecho. Everything was described in detail. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu still took the Luchos down. He didn't feel that he has to break the Luchos. When he came and he saw the matzav, he saw the situation, then it says he took the luchos and he smashed them. What added chidush did Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly see, which he didn't yet know from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Pasuk says when he came down, vayar es ha'egel ve'es ha'mecholos. Vayar eso egel ve umechoylois, vayicha af Moshe vayashlich miyodah vesaluch vishabin zaratachas oho. So the Sipona says, he saw kishiro shehoyu smechim bekilkul sheosu. Yeah, he had heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam that Rachmon al Itzlan Klal Yisrael were choyte with the cheto egel. But he still felt, yesh lohem tikvo, there's still a hope for them. He can still give them the luchos, and it's shayach for them to do tshuva. Mm-hmm. But when he came down and he saw the simcha, mm-hmm. as ha'mecholos which they did the avera, mm-hmm. so he quotes the pasuk ki ro'asaychi oz ta'aloizi, then he was meyayish, because the kilkul, the pagam, which doing an avera besimcha, creates in the pnimius of the neshama of a person, that's already so deep that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that there's no tikvah. He had to break the luchos. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kisovo, in the middle of the Toichocha, Torah tells us, you know why all this came upon you? Tachas, asher lo yovadoto es Hashem Elokecho besimcho ubetuv levov. Because your avoda in mitzvahs, in Torah mitzvahs, wasn't besimcha, therefore that's why you deserve this klola. And the Svarim HaKadoshim all ask, avoda besimcha is already a big madrega. A big madrega. Rambam at the end of Hilchas Lulav, Rambam tells us what it means to reach the level, to attain the level of avoda besimcha. If somebody's not able to get to that darga, so therefore chas v'sholem, he deserves the teichocha, all the klolos in Mishnah Torah, because of not doing besimcha. So I once saw a Simcha Zissel from Kelm, says a Moira Diga Pshat, he brings a goan. That goan in Mishli says, quotes a pasuk, Kovio lamusa libecho v'oznecho le'imre do'as. So the Gaon says there, a Yisoid, any Ruchnisdiga acquisition, any Ruchnisdiga kinyan, which a person is able to be koina, it's not muchach that it'll stay with him. It's something that's easily lost. If somebody wants to guarantee that any level of ruchnius digekinyan that he attains should remain with him, should be a dovo shel kayoma, so the goan, it's important that it should be done besimcho uvetuv levov. The mitzvahs or anything has got to be done with this complete tshuka, with the complete tshuka salev, the simcha salev, and that's the only thing that I can guarantee, leman yonuach benibo yomim rabim, it'll stay with him. It'll stay with him. If it's not done with simcha salev, it's there at the time, and then it can suddenly disappear. Hasi'if einecho boi ve'einenu, it disappears, the Gemara says. Noyach, another expression of the Gemara in Chagiga. Noyach, koshe lehasigon, kechle kese vechle pos, it's difficult to get to these madregas. But even once you've got them, the noyach leabdon kechle schuchis. It can suddenly evaporate, it can suddenly disappear. And the only thing that I can guarantee that these remain with you is if you do it with simcha. Zokra b'simcha zitzat pshat in the Teichocha. The Torah was trying to explain, we're speaking about people who did do mitzvahs. We're speaking about people who learned Torah and who did do mitzvahs. But if they came to a matzav of a Teichocha, means that they fell so low in their ruchnias that they deserve this Teichocha. And the Torah wants to give me an explanation. But how come that you've done mitzvahs, you've done Torah, and yet you can fall so it didn't stay with you? It wasn't done besimcha, therefore you lost it. Therefore it didn't stay with you. That's the pshat. Kum tachoyis. That Gemara says in Erevin, let's repeat it again. Gemara says in Erevin that before Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, there was no such thing as shikchas haTorah. Anything that anybody learned stayed with him. Chokuk, hakuk ha'besoich libo. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, he now created a new matzav. Torah mishtakachas. There was an inyan of shikchas haTorah. They lost that level of cholos al haluchos. But the Ribbono shel Olam, this was something that Moshe Rabbeinu deserved the yashar koyach for. Why? Because what was the kilkul? The kilkul was vayares or egeres hamacholos. They did the avera besimcha, and that created such a deep pagam that they couldn't get the luchos anymore. So the Ribbono shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the only thing that perhaps can eradicate the pagam of an avera besimcha is if you'd learn Torah b'simcha. Torah b'simcha, zeh le'um azeh, that's the only thing that can eradicate that pagam. So when Moshe Rabbeinu now broke the luchos, and he brought about a situation of shikchas haTorah, so the Gaon says, then for now the only way to learn Torah, make sure you're not going to forget, is to learn b'simcha. Simchas haTorah, against the mecholos, that's the only thing that could perhaps eradicate the pagam. But the Eibishter gemacht, Yashar Koyach to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yashar Koychecho Sheshibarto, because you now created a situation where Torah has to be learnt besimcha if one wants to guarantee that it should have a kiyum. And that could combat the pagam of the mecholos. Yerushalmi in Tainus, Yerushalmi says, the luchas originally were 6 tfochim, length. The height or the length of the luchos was 6 tfochim. Tfochaim, the top 2 tfochim, were in the hands of Ribbono shel Olam. The bottom 2 were in the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the middle, tfochaim cholok. Tfochaim cholok. But Yerushalmi carries on and he says, as soon as Ribbono shel Olam was aware of the Chet HaEgel and told Moshe Rabbeinu what was going on, so Roshan of the Yerushalmi is Bikesh L'chit from Miad Moshe. Ribbono shel Olam wanted to schlep the luchos out of the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu and not allow him to have the luchos. V'yodoi shel Moshe Govar, and Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach, yodoi shel Moshe Govar, and he snatched, he chapped the luchos out, kim yochel, of Ribbono shel Olam's hand, and he had the luchos. And on that, the Torah highlights the end of at the end of Azris Habrocho, Ulechil Hayod Achazoko, Asher Oso Moshe Le'ene Kol Yisrael. What's the Yod Achazoko? That Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yad that Kivyochu was Mizgabe over the Ribbono Shel Olam's Yad and managed to schlep the Luchos. What was here Moshe Rabbeinu's intention? What was here the Cheshbon of Moshe Rabbeinu? Avadu the Ribbono Shel Olam had gehalten, Klal Yisrael, L'chita, Cheto Ego, they don't deserve Luchos anymore. And therefore he felt he shouldn't give it to them. Moshe Rabbeinu nevertheless insisted that he needed to get the Luchos. Why? Because the emes is, the Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Rishonos offered Klal Yisrael special zgulis in the Inyan, in the area of Torah. Number one, Chorus ala Luchos. There was no Shikchas HaTorah. That was the darga, that was the level of Klal Yisrael at the time, that they were able to learn Torah, and everything that they learned remained with them. They didn't have to be Misamel, Misyagea, everything that they learned, there was no Shikchas HaTorah. One mile. Other zgulas, which the Luchos had, we'll see in a moment, Chorus ala Luchos. So the Gemara says, Al Tikro Chorus, Mishnei Ovitz, Elo Chelus. Chelus means Ein Lecho Ben Chelin Elo Misho Isik Batoilo. It offered them the Chelus from Yitzhak Horan, but more so, it offered them Chelus from Malach HaMovitz. Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, the Luchos Rishonos, we say it in the Shir Shel Yoim of Yoim Shlishi, Ani Omarti Elokim Atem Uvenei Elyon Kulchem. And Chazal say that Klal Yisrael, when they reached Matan Torah, they went back, they attained back the Madrega of Odom Orishoin before the Chet Eitz Hadas, and therefore the Oynesh of Misa was already rectified, they didn't need any more Misa, and they came to a matter that they would live Le'olam. Ani Omarti Elokim Atem Uvenei Elyon Kulchem, the same as Malochim live Le'olam, you're going to, there's no Inyan of Misa. Ochin, with the chet of the chet of Egel, Ochin ke Odom to Musum, uchet achat asom tipoilu. With the chet of Egel, they spoiled that Madrega, and the original result of chet of Tadas came back. But Chazal Darshan, that's in the word chorus. Chorus means chelus mimala chamovim. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that possibly he would have to break the Luchos, or he knew possibly that he won't be able to give the Luchos to Klal Yisrael. But if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have actually taken the Luchos from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then all these gulas which the Luchos Rishonos offered would never have become a kinyan of Klal Yisrael. They would never have been connected to that, they would never have shaykhs to that. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that all the zgulas of the first Luchos should actually belong to Klal Yisrael, that even after the Chet HaEgel, and even after the breaking of the Luchos, there could still be certain circumstances, certain conditions, maybe certain zmanim, where it would still be possible for Klal Yisrael to connect themselves to the first Luchos, or to at least to the zgulas of the first Luchos. For instance, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, it's a posuk, Shas Klal Yisrael, were Magdim Naser L'Nishma, so they were crowned with two crowns, Echot Neged Naser, Echot Neged Nishma. Vaisnatzlu Edyom Mehar Choyrev, when he came to the Chet HaEgel, they had to relinquish their crowns. The crowns were taken away from them. They had to relinquish. Moshe Rabbeinu took these crowns. Yeah. States in Medrash, where Reb Chaim brings it in Parshas Zeis HaBrocho, every Shabbos, they get back these crowns. When it comes to Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu returns the crowns to Klal Yisrael. Why? because Shabbos was a day that was not affected by the Chet HaEgel. The Kedusha of Kedusha Shabbos was not affected by the Chet HaEgel. I think the Sfasemer says, that the Gemara tells us in Masechet Beitzah, the Gemara tells us, Matono toivo yeshli beveis gnozai. Ibn Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I've got a special matona which is hidden in my gnozai, in my treasury, in my oitzros. So if the big Shabbos was hidden in the beis gnozai, so it wasn't affected by the pegam of the Chet HaEgel. So the day of Shabbos is a day where be'etzem klal Yisrael, whoever prepares himself properly for Kedusha Shabbos, it's a day, it's a certain zman which carries with it the possibility of connecting to the Madriga of before the Chet HaEgel. The same ksorin that they had to relinquish, Shabbos they get it back, and the Rechaim says, that's why it says, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chel koi. The whole week, Moshe Rabbeinu has got all the crowns of every klal Yisrael which they had to relinquish. Or when it comes to Shabbos, he gives them back as Yismach Moshe b'matnas chel koi. Nevertheless, he's someach ki eved nemon koros eloi. He's a toiv ayin who yivoyroch. He forgives it to all the klal Yisrael. I remember I was once Shabbos together with one of the old Gerer Rebbe's, the Lev Simcha, before he became Rebbe. After he became Rebbe, I wouldn't have had the opportunity. I was once with him together Friday night. I was singing Zmiris, called Mekadesh, we were singing Zmiris. And then he says to me, Zichru Toiras Moshe b'mitzvah Shabbos Gruso. So he said, Chalachzom Pshat. Gruso is an expression of learning Torah. Goris boiraiso tadiro, the lashon of learning, pilsa, lashon of learning. So he says, b'mitzvah Shabbos gruso, the Torah which you learn on Shabbos carries with it as gula zichru. You'll remember that Torah. That Torah you won't forget. Why is that? Because of this. Because Shabbos is a day that you can get back the zgulas of the first luchos. So therefore, zichru toiras moishu mitzvah Shabbos gruso. That's something which belongs to the to before the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that this should be available to Klal Yisrael, even after the Chet HaEgel, it should be available certain situations, certain zmanim, certain times, where they can still connect to the zgulas of the first luchas. Therefore, Govar Yodoy, he had a starker interest to that first luchas should actually, yes, be given to him, and he should take it out of the hand of Ribbono Shel Olam, so that this should be available. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. One of the zgulas of the first luchas, as I mentioned beforehand, chirus mimalach hamovas. In other words, chet eitzadas rachmona litzlam b'yoyim achocho b'menu. Moshe Thomas brought reason to the world. Klal Yisrael came to the Matan Torah, they came to Kabbalas Luchas Rishonos, they reached the Madrega of Cherus Mimalach Hamovas, finished, they came back. Unfortunately, Alidei Lechet HaEgel, they lost it. The Gemara says in Chulin, move over a little bit, Taka, to the Megillah. The Gemara says in Chulin, Homon min al Torah minayim. Where is there an indication, where is there a remez for Homon or his koyach in the Torah? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, which says by the Chet Eitz Hadas, Hamin ho'eitz asher tzivisicho levilti achol mimenu ocholto. So that Hamin ho'eitz, Hamin, is a remez to Homon, remez Homon. So Maral in the Agdoma to his parish on the Megillah, Oye Chodosh, Maral says a Moira di Gezach, he says, it's not just a remez. It's not just, it happens to be that Hamin and Homon is exactly the same word. So the Maral, the Chet Hetzadas, Rachmon el Itzlam, brought Misa to the world. Until then there was no Misa. Brought Misa to the world. Misa to individuals. Misa to Chas V'Sholem, each individual, when it comes a time. But in the B'yoyim Achol Chomimeno Mois Tomos, there wasn't a Gezeir Chas V'Sholem that Klal Yisrael Bebasacha should be completely Chas V'Sholem wiped out. Misa, Bo'elom. At the time of Gzeira's Homon, the Gzeira was Lahashmidu Laharoid, Kulahabid, Kol HaYehudim, Menava, Zok, and Taf, and Oshim. So to wipe out Chas V'Sholem Klal Yisrael, that's really an extension to the Gzeira of Chetei Tzadas. That's already schlepping it further. So to where's the Mekor of Homon in the Torah? It's that Gzeira, but Homon managed to schlep it even further, that Lahashmid al-Harig is Kol HaYehudim min Ava Zokin. Esther Malko knew this. Esther Malko knew that the Koyach of Homon, or at least what the Gzeira is doing, is schlepping the old Chetei Tzadas, but schlepping it further, Chas V'Sholem, to wiping out the whole of Klal Yisrael. Esther Malko realized that the Cherus al Haluchos, which was available at the time of Matan Torah, even though they were Chote Nochamol with a Cheto Egel, but there was still something left from the Madrega of the Luchos Rishonos, which was still Shayach that Klal Yisrael should benefit from. What was that? That the tzibur, the loshon of the Gemara, and the loshon of the Gemara increases. One says, "Ein tzibur mesim." There's no misa on the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. That zgula was still left over from the madrega of the luchos from before the shviras haluchos. But when Esther Malko heard that Homon's coming with a gzeira to wipe out Chas V'Sholem Klal Yisrael, she sent a message to Malko. Why is that? Shemo Ovru al Chamisha Chum Sheisoylo Dichsiv Behu Mizeh Umizeh Im Ksuvim. What was the Mizeh Umizeh Im Ksuvim? The Mizeh Umizeh Im Ksuvim, that symbolized that level of Chokuk al Haluchos, which made Cherus Mimalach Hamovetz, Cherus Mimalach Hamovetz. And if they went, and if now Homon was able to bring about such a Gzeira, so she thought that maybe they did such a kind of avla, ki'ilu that they were koifer in the complete milo of the luchos beforehand, dechsim mizeh mizeh ksuvim. That's what she was worried about, and that's what she brought into the shlichus to Motzra to find out about it. The Gemara carries on in Chulin, and the Gemara says, we've dealt with the Homon. Of a Modcha in our Torah Minai. Where do we find Modcha in the Torah? And that's coming back closer to us. Our parasha. Mordoroyah. Pasuk says, Kach Lecho. Kach Lecho B'somim Roish. Mordoroyer. So the Gemara says, Mordoroyer, the Targum translates it, Meire Dachyo, which is Mordechai, which is Mordechai. So Mordechai is referred to as Mordoroyer, as Mordechai. Chassam Sefer says, Meire de Gepshat. What's the Shaychus of Mordechai to Mordoroyer, Psomim? What's the Shaychus? So the Chassam Sefer, what's Droyer? What's the translation of Droyer in this pasuk? Mor Droyer. So the Ramban is marich about it. And then the Ramban feels that the pshat, which he feels is the most appropriate pshat. So the Ramban, Mor, what is Mor? He brings Mor as an extract, a type of a fluid which one takes out from a certain animal. from the tzavor of an animal. It's this fluid which is needed to be mashlim the besomim and the shem and amishko. That's what's needed. That's what's more. So the Rambam, but the Torah says which animal should one take the extract from? Droir. Ukrosem droir ba'ores lechol yishvel. Droir means freedom. Is an expression of freedom. So the Rambam already gezach. A balchai, a behema, that's in captivity. A balchai which feels that he's hemmed in and he hasn't got the freedom. So even if he produces this fluid, this extract, number one, it's small in quantity, and number two, it hasn't got its natural sweetness. It hasn't got its natural geschmack, because when a balchai feels it's in captivity, he's mamash hemmed in, he can't produce it. Loichein a balchai, his loshon is, shemisameges b'chofshi yuso. A balchai that feels free, a balchai that feels comfortable, then he produces plenty, plentiful, and also his geschmack is got us. So the Torah wants that this moir, this extract, should be taken out of a behemah whose droir, a behemah is free. That's more the droir. Zot chasam sofer. Zot chasam sofer. Gemara says, time of matan Torah, kof aleim harki gigis. Vayisyatsu besachti sohon. Was kofalim harkigigis. The Torah was under kfir, was forced, coerced on them. And the Gemara says, Mikan, Moidon Rabbi Leiraisa, that slept on until the days of Achashverosh, where it says, Kibu, the Kibu, Hoda Kibu, Me Achashverosh, Me Avasanis. Then it was really voluntary, then it was completely. So the Chazam Sefer. Kofalim hagigigis, that means that oibazoi, even though they were performing mitzvahs, they were mekayim mitzvahs, but it was under kfir, they were forced to it. So to oibazoi, what fatam did these mitzvahs have? It was lacking in echus, it was lacking in kamos, and the alkulam, it was lacking in sweetness, it was lacking in the tam, was lacking. Yeah. So to when it came to the time of Gzeras Homon, and Moltke was a leader, Moltke was then who was Me'ore the Olam to do tshuva, and through him is Gevon the Ahavas Hanes, which brought about a voluntary Kabbalah Satoira, is now the matter changed. It's Gevon Droyer, Gevon Mor Droyer. All the mitzvahs carried with it a sweetness and a geschmack, and an ados. That's the Sheikhs. Said once, the Shoshanas Yaakov Tzoholo V'Somicho is doch the pizman of Purim. Well, I was Klal Yisrael, why did the Python refer to Klal Yisrael with the title Shoshanas Yaakov? Shoshanas Yaakov. Rashi says in Tehillim, L'Natzeach al Shoshanim, Livnei Koyrach Maskil. So Rashi, Shoshanim represent Talmidei Chachomim. Sheheim noim kesheshanim, they're beautiful like sheshanim. Sheheim rachim kesheshanim, they're delicate like sheshanim. Obeva'al kulom umartivim masim toivim kesheshanim. They're saturated and they generate masim toivim with the fragrance of sheshanim. So kol's man that klal Yisrael were in a matzav between the kof aleim harkigigitz and the time of Mordechai HaTzadik, there was one ingredient of the Shoshanim that was missing. The martivim amasim toivim kesheshanim, that was missing. When it came to the time of the Nes, is Shoshanas Yaakov tzoholo v'somecho b'roisam yachad techeles Mordechai.